Julie, when you first moved away from home, how old were you?
I think I was about 20.
Where did you move from, and who was living there at the time?
I went away to college. I moved from Southern California up to Northern California, to San Jose.
Oh.
And it was my junior year starting my junior year in college, and I moved into the dorms.
Oh, okay. Did you have roommates there?
I did.
How was that?
It was fine. We had absolutely nothing in common whatsoever. And actually, we were voted odd couple. And but then I made a lot of friends with other people. That was just the first semester, and so then I moved in and had roommates with people that I had more in common with.
Were you different majors with the first roommate?
Or
just different backgrounds?
Well, completely different backgrounds, and I was older. She was a freshman. She was right out of high school, and she just slept all day. And
that could be difficult.
She talked on the phone to her boyfriend. She would like lay in bed for hours and hours and hours and talk on the phone to her boyfriend. And I actually one time saw her get up and go to the bathroom and come back, and he was still on the phone.
Oh.
And it was just, we just had nothing, absolutely nothing in common. But it was fine. It wasn't unpleasant. I mean, it wasn't particularly uncomfortable, or she was nice and I was, it wasn't bad. It just, we were just not going to become friends or hang out together, that's all.
Yeah. Was it difficult when you moved to be away from your family?
For about the first 2 weeks, I was desperately homesick, and I was always a very fiercely independent person, and so I couldn't wait to move away from home. I was dying to move away from home. Living at home with my mother at the time was, some form of torture. She was the most horrible person in the world, and
some form of torture.
Typical, teenager just going through all those pangs of wanting to grow up and be independent and be on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a boyfriend at the time that we had been going out for about 3 years, and it wasn't a very good relationship. It wasn't a very healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so going away to college was this wonderful opportunity to sort of break through and change everything. And I just imagined that I would just instantaneously reinvent myself and become someone else and finally be who I always wanted to be. And, of course, that was pretty naive. Looking back, I can see what parts of that were pretty naive.
Mm-hmm.
So I was dying to leave, and then driving north, I just cried. I cried until I got to Santa Barbara, because it's very emotional, and it's hard to, I've lived in the same house since I was 3 years old, and forever, and so it was
amazing.
A big change, and even as much as you want change and look forward to change, it can be very traumatic when you go through it.
Right.
And I got there, and I didn't know anyone. It was as if I had lived in the same neighborhood where I knew everyone, all of my neighbors, and all, my neighbors' parents, and all the kids, and so suddenly I was just completely alone, and I think for the first week I didn't have a roommate. There was something where I was in the empty room by myself. So the first week was just depressing beyond words, where I just was sad and lonely, and I didn't know anyone, and I wasn't going back to school where I had been in classes with people. I didn't know one soul there. And that was pretty awful, and I think I was calling home and crying a lot. And then, of course, once, human beings are wonderfully adaptable, and of course I went to a couple parties and I met a couple people, and then I think after the third week, I never called home again. I didn't miss my boyfriend at all. Couldn't wait to break up with him officially, started creating a life for myself, and it was pretty exhilarating at that point. It was, way more
That's
fun
good.
Once I got settled in.
Right. That's good. What is one thing you learned because you moved out on your own?
At that age you learn a million things because you learn to, all the basic stuff that everybody tells you about learning to manage your time and learning to take care of all those things. But I think the biggest thing that comes to my mind when you ask me that is that when things change, they're never, how do you say it, they're they're never the same again. Even though I still technically lived at home and I went home for Thanksgiving and I went home for Christmas, right. It's not the same anymore. And you don't, right. Before you leave, I don't think you know that. I think you think you'll go back during the summer and it'll be exactly the same, mm-hmm. but you're not the same person anymore. You don't, you're not, you know, just the basic things where other friends have gone off to college or other people have changed, but I had broken up with that boyfriend, so I went home mm-hmm. and I didn't have that relationship anymore, which is fine with me, but it was complicated because he lived around the corner.
Oh no.
But
from the house that you lived
yeah.
in, two or three,
yeah.
so it wasn't like that was going
to
change.
Yeah, and he's friends with my brother, and he's still to this day is a part of my life, but,
oh, wow.
but that's another story. but yeah, it never feels exactly the same, and I don't think if you haven't gone through a really big change like that, I guess it's that kind of cliche, I don't know if it's a cliche, that saying that you can never go home again. When you go back, it's different. You're not the same person. Mm-hmm. The place isn't the same thing. Every experience is different and changes you, and that's not a bad thing, but it's just a little surprising the first couple times that it happens, and
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, later in life, you start to realize that when you make choices like these and when you make changes, they weigh a little heavier on the front end because you realize I'm moving out of this house or I'm ending this relationship or I'm changing this job, and you realize mm-hmm. kind of what that means before it happens and how that becomes a part of your life and how it evolves over time.
That was a really good answer.
Thanks.
Okay. Here's the last one. What change between the two places affected you the most? Either what the cities were like or what your life was like before going to college there, when you were there?
Well, I mean, it was a big change growing up from the difference between living at the beach, living in Southern California, just weather-wise and climate-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also another... I mean, San Jose, even though the university is downtown, it's still a pretty suburban place.
Mm-hmm.
It felt much more urban to me because it is, even though San Jose is a small town, it felt much more urban.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in a beach town in Southern
California? Yeah, I grew up in Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, in the suburbs. I mean, just the
mm-hmm.
classic tract houses. Everything's the same. Everything looks the same. And San Jose is very much like that. But that was actually, if I think about it now, that was really the one and only time in my life, maybe one other time a little bit, where I really kind of had the experience of living in a pedestrian community. Because because even I lived in the dorms and then I lived in an apartment, but you're still right near campus, right downtown, and you walk everywhere. And because it is a college campus, you end up knowing a lot of people and you feel very, you know, connected, and you see people that you know from classes and stuff like that. And that is something that I have never experienced again so completely, to live in a pedestrian place where you're pretty much walking. You know, I had a car, but you would maybe go somewhere on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time you walked for almost everything that you did, for your social life, for your school life, your work life. And I often get a little nostalgic for that. Like, I sort of imagine that maybe, you know, moving to New York, or that's sort of what that life is like, particularly the fact that I returned to Los Angeles and live in Los Angeles, which is such a completely car culture. And even though I lived in neighborhoods where I could walk to some things, it's not even close to the same of having that pedestrian where you walk to go to the laundromat and you walk to go get your food and you walk to class and you know, and you really do that. And I often get a little nostalgic. I kind of wish, I kind of fantasize about a little artist community that's all pedestrian. We all hang out together and walk like how it was at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really nice to be able to do that, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen in LA.
Probably not.
I think
LA's pretty into cars.
Yeah, it's just not feasible.
Unless
even with the train.
$100 a gallon.
Yeah, but even that, you can't, I mean,
you just can't.
Yeah, you just can't walk
everywhere.
Too
far. All right, well, is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, okay. It's fun. Yeah, I haven't thought about that time in my life in a long time. Even though I'm back in school now, you would think I would think about it, but but I haven't thought about it in a long time, so it's kind of fun.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.